Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Not only that, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. We're glad and grateful for this opportunity. I want to thank Brother Gary, thank the leadership that we're able to stand before you tonight. Some of you threatened me already. Some of you asked me that I have a clock. I really appreciate those encouraging words. But I know you love me. So if I only get too excited up here, it's because I enjoy the word of God. And if you like me, you know from which you came, then you have something to shout about. Amen, somebody? So you might well relax tonight. I know nobody had to go to work in the morning, so you might well relax. Enjoy the lesson tonight. I won't be long. That's what they supposed to say there. He said the preacher was coming up. Supposed to say you won't be long. I won't be very long. But I do have a lesson on my heart. My time hadn't started yet. I had to get you warm up a little bit first. And as the reader read in your presence, we'll look at it again. I hope you have your Bibles. With everything going on in this world today, and I've been thinking that as Christian, I hope we haven't lost our hope. I hope that we haven't lost our hope as Christian. So we'll read the text, but my focus is going to be on verse number 10. Come with you, read verse number 10 for me again, then I'll go from there.
But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
All right. Now, Peter, writing to Christian, who is undergoing severe persecution. Now, I don't know about you, but in the first century, they died for a reason. They were persecuted because of what they believed in. And today, the 21st century, we are still going through persecution. And I'm going to let you figure that out. You can call them trial, tribulation, whatever you want to call them. But I pray and hope that it is for the cause of Christ. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, Peter chose as this last chapter, chapter 5 of this epistle. Now, with persecution and everything being so negative, Peter decided he'd say something positive in order that they might have hope. For no matter how terrible the fiery trials may become, Christians can always have hope. Tonight, I want to talk on the subject, be hopeful. Be hopeful. Now, when you look at this chapter, 10 through 14, these verses 10 through 14, and verse 10, Peter give a benediction. Verse number 11, he give a doxology. Verse number 12, he give a summary. And verse number 13, he give a few words of greeting. Verse number 14a, he tell them a final command to love one another. And verse number 14a, he give a final prayer for peace. Now, Peter understand. Now, just in verse 10 alone, Peter concludes his remarks, and he said, for several reasons why a Christian can always be hopeful, even in the midst of your terrible trials, you can always find hope. Now, I looked up the word hope, and I'm glad y'all asked. I looked up the word hope, and I used the Vine Expository Dictionary because I want to know what Vines was talking about. Now, he used the word hope in a term of a noun and a verb. He used them in that term. And one of them said that hope, favorable, and confident expectation. Amen? It has to do with the unseen and the future. I don't know about you, but going through trials and tribulation, I need some hope. That hope is in glory in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, with everything going on in this world today, Christian ought to hold your head up. Because whatever you're going through, James said, you can count it all joy. And I'll explain that later on. Now another definition that he gave, kind of like stuck with me for a minute. Come with a gift for me, 1 Peter 1:21. Now, he described hope, a definition is described as a happy anticipation of good. I don't know about you, but I am anticipating on going to heaven. Yeah. And whenever I go to heaven, based on what Jesus said, Brother Gary, based on what Jesus have told me about heaven, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. See, that's when all this stuff is going on, I can look forward to heaven. I can have hope based on what Jesus told me. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. So don't think this world your home and get to worry about everything around here. People shooting you because you hit their car. Folks shooting you because of the way you look at them. Folks shoot you because they hate you for no reason at all. They're mad because somebody else did something to somebody else. And you think we don't have no issues going on. Now, we need more Jesus than we need anything. If we anybody needs Jesus today, we do. Amen. And he's there for us. Amen. Now, it's for a reason, four facts that I'm going to pull out of verse 10. And I want you to stay with me. Four facts I'm going to pull out of there. Facts number one, we can be hopeful because we have God's grace. And that's the first thing he said. God is the God of all grace. You got God's grace. He tell them now, hold on. You have God's grace. He had to give them some positive note what they was going through. You have God's grace. All right? Go to 1 Peter 1:21. Read that for me real quick.
Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory.
Now, who through him believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Nobody else have glory but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you say glory, you ought to be thinking positive. You ought to be saying, you know what? I am happy. I'm happy. And I'm anticipating good. I am hopeful. Be hopeful. Now, Peter, saying that we have God's grace. Appreciate that, brother. And indeed, God's grace is manifold. There's a manifold of grace, 1 Peter 4 and verse number 10. 1 Peter 4 and grace, verse number 10. Read for me.
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another.
Right.
As good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
A good steward. If you have a gift, you guess what you do with it? We are to use it for each other's benefit. Minister to someone because all of us is going through something. So if one tell another one, you know what? I've been there. I can help you. Why? Because God is the God of all grace. Amen, somebody? And you can't take that away from him. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. Now, God, we have different gifts and it varies. Read my brother, Hebrews 4:16-18.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Now, God give us grace to help us in our time of need. Other words, church, I don't care what it is. God have given us grace to take on whatever come our way. God have given us grace. Somebody ought to say amen. Because without grace, we wouldn't be where we are today. So instead of complaining about what you're not doing, what you don't have, think about grace. God gave it to him, though we don't deserve it. Even in the midst of while we were wilding in our sin, he gave us grace. Because if you can open your eyes, and see another day. It ain't nothing but grace. Because you could have kept your eyes closed. God could have kept them closed. So you want to say, thank you, Lord. Now, with all that said, point number two. I'm moving pretty good. I'm getting to point number two. I'm moving pretty good. Now, when you take comfort knowing that God is the God of all grace and that he'll be with us always, he's with us. And another comfort thought that got me fired up again. And number two in verse number 10, he said, we are going to glory. Did he not say it? It's in your Bible. God has called us to his what? Eternal glory. That's point number two. Thank you, Lord. Now, you got to keep in mind the purpose of this calling, that we might receive the glory that waits for us. Now, the glory involves something. Amen. 1 Peter 1:4, listen to the Bible. It involves something that we need. And that glory is what God tells us. Read, my brother. 1 Peter 4.
To an inheritance.
Uh-huh.
Incorruptible.
Now, we got an inheritance, and it is what?
And incorruptible. Undefiled.
And what else?
And undefiled.
Undefiled, read.
And that and does not fade away.
And it does not fade away. Yeah. Read, my brother.
Reserved in heaven.
Reserved in heaven for who? All of us that are faithful in Christ Jesus. Don't make it, don't get it mistaken now. If you're not into Christ, there ain't no sense you looking for it. Until you get into Christ, remember, he's a God of all grace. That's who's going to give it to us. It's not going to be just getting for anybody. That's give us hope that we have a crown to not fade, not corruptible. It won't fade away. It is inheritance that's given to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, we look forward. You got to look forward to this now. Now, you look forward to participating in his glory. Now, it's a road called the road to glory. But that road to glory would involve some suffering. Don't think you're just going to tiptoe into heaven. Now, Christian, we're going to suffer. You're on that road, but the difference is you need to stay on the road to glory. Now, it might involve some suffering along the way. What are you saying, Brother Mobley? I'm saying that when trial and temptation come your way, you ought to be able to embrace whatever coming your way. As a Christian, you ought to be ready for it. Amen, somebody? Because you can't stop them anyway. As a human, we're going to go through something. Amen, somebody? Now, whether you want to accept it or not, that's up to you. But I accept mine because everything going right. I'm going to be looking for something. It's going too good. You ever heard anybody say that? Everything going too good. Everything going too good. Something about to happen. You just don't know what. No, you know why something's going to happen? As long as Satan is in this world, and he said it in Peter chapter 5, Satan what? He going to and fro, seeking whom he may what? Devour. So he looking for us. So Satan is not asleep. He know our weakness. So if you wake up in the morning and think you don't have a challenge on your hand, yes, you do. And that's why I can use the word hate, but the problem is I just don't like people when they ask them, it's just a beautiful day. What's so beautiful about it? Or somebody tell you I'm having a bad day. And I turn around, you think that day is bad, try missing one of them. Now you have a bad day. And I tell them that all the time because people let other things affect them. Whatever going on in this world, it affects all of us. But if I'm a child of God, I know God's still in control. What am I affected by? I can pray. I can call up my Heavenly Father. Whether he chooses to or not, I still have the faith of those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they say, whether our God let us live or let us die. But one thing we know for sure, that he's able. And when you got a God like that, come what may. Come what may, bring it on. Tell Satan, bring it on. I'm ready. Because he told me, if I resist him, he'll flee from me. But if you don't put up a fight, how you expect to do something? So on that road to glory, you might run into some sickness. Physical suffering ain't nothing nice. Physical suffering ain't nothing nice. If you don't believe me, ask old Job. And some of you always want to quote, I want to be like Job. I want to have the patience of Job. First of all, you need to go borrow some balls and put on the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And when you do that, then you need to go through something. And then let's see what kind of patience you have. Sometimes we holler, but when the tests come, a lot of us fail the test because we thought we was ready. But we're not ready yet. See, we know if you're ready because, Gary, if we were ready, this place would be packed. We ain't ready because each one teach one. So physical suffering by us being human is going to happen. As long as Satan in the world, Satan going to what? Fight us. And guess what the world going to do? The world is going to oppose us. That's what the world going to do. You know why? They did it to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward in suffering because Jesus suffered. And when I suffer with him, he have a blessing for me. And he have a blessing for you. You got to know. You got to go through something that you might receive a blessing. Point number 3. With that being said, the other one he said in verse 10, he said our suffering is temporary. It's only for a little while. It's only for a little while. What are you saying, Peter? Peter said earlier, a little while. By our very nature, physical suffering cannot last forever. Now, let's look at the contrast. Now, you got physical suffering, and you got glory. Physical suffering only lasts for a little while, but glory lasts eternal. You mean to tell me that you can't go through the little bit of suffering and after you get through it and you go into glory, that's going to be forever and ever? The little stuff we're going through? Who have you died for? Or who you dying for? We got to wake up, church. We make things seem so hard and so difficult because we figure that, well, you know, everybody ain't like you. Everybody ain't tough. Most problem we have with people, they don't come to Bible class. They don't even try to pick up the Bible till on Wednesday and Sunday. Did I say that? Most people don't pick it up till on Wednesday and Sunday. And another thing, I think we're supposed to make it in our announcement. And people think we can read mind as elders and preachers. They think you read your mind. Well, you know, I had somebody in the hospital, my sister, my mother, my brother, my husband in the hospital. You elder, ain't nobody call. Well, how are we going to call? Did you call the office and let somebody know? No, we ain't no prophet. We don't know what, we can't read your mind. Call, church. We a family. Leslie just said it. We got gift to help one another. Don't be so quick to get an attitude because they're going to make you sick. A bad attitude ain't going to make you sick. That's all it does. Because all this other stuff going on, you're going to make yourself sick because number one, your blood pressure is going to go up because you're mad with the church. You're mad with the church. And you want to reach and just grab somebody. You know, my brother in the hospital, nobody called us. Then your time is bad because somebody asked me that when I was at my mom's funeral. Somebody asked me, well, you know, I'm mad with you, elder. Was that time for me to hear that? No, that wasn't time for me to hear that. But I didn't say a word. Some things you just don't say. Some things you just don't say. Sometimes we're not thinking. Sometimes the devil get us busy. You know? But suffering is only temporary. Look at the contrast. I'd rather have eternal Peter said in Peter 3:17, he said, I'd rather suffer if it be the Lord's will. I'd rather suffer for doing good than doing evil. That's some good stuff there. Peter knew what they was going through. Jesus went through it. His apostle went through it. Then well, how are we? Who are we not to go through? The devil tempted Jesus over in Luke. Got baptized. Spirit led him up in the mountain. And here comes Satan. Stayed out in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus out there. And here come the devil. Knew he was tired and hungry. And they think the devil don't know how we're being tempted. We don't have a high priest that don't know what we're going through. He's been through it himself. Thank you, Jesus, for the example. And guess what? He's there to help us get through it. All we got to do is plug in, do what he have us to do. But that's one of the problems that we have. I'm not fussing at y'all, but I'm just saying, one of the problems we have, we don't obey. We don't want to do. We want to do what we want to do. We want to help God. We want to help God. That's not your job. Your job is to do what he asked you to do. Now, if he punished Moses, David, he told Moses to get the people some water. Moses so mad, he bite the rock. That's not what I told you to do, Moses. For that, you would not see the promised land. So if he did Moses, who are we? Who are we? He told David, yeah, your sin is forgiven, but the sword will not leave your house. We got to be big enough to take it. But God is still a good God. Thank God for his grace. So when we get to understand grace, that grace is good, then guess what? We can remain hopeful, knowing that suffering is temporary, to be replaced by glory that is eternal. Number four, with suffering come what? A blessing. With suffering come a blessing. It's in verse number 10. He said, God will perfect. God will perfect. And the word used here literally means that God will equip you, whatever you need. God will make the adjustment for you. He will allow you to adjust and allow you to fit together. God perfect his people using several tools. When Jesus went out in the wilderness, Jesus had something to work with. We got to understand we in this world, we got something to work with, but when the trial comes, we get so busy, we become afraid because the doctor told us we had cancer. Doctor told us we're not going to make it. Doctor told us this, told us that. But guess what? Who have the last say so? God give us two. When Satan approached Jesus, Jesus quoted scripture. We have God's word. And I believe what he say. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. I believe what he say. A lot of us want to go to heaven, but we're scared to die. And then some of us don't want to die. And I don't know one way you're going to get there. That's the only way I know. There's another one, so you keep that to yourself. I know, yeah. Now some of you holler, well, I'm going to meet me up in the sky. You don't know whether you're going to get met up in the sky or not. So right now you live like you're going to die. You're going to die. What you need to be worrying about where I go from there. You're definitely going to die. But we get afraid. We forget. I forgot I had God I can pray to when time comes. Pain hurts. Pain hurts. I'm telling you, pain hurts. Things are frightening. When I was looking at my mother-in-law when she was laying up there like she was asleep. And she was sleeping so good. I said, ooh, boy, that's some good sleep. You know, it's some good sleep, especially when they're peaceful like that. No more worry. No more crying. I want to be where I don't have to pay no more bills. If I can just get rid of my light bill, I'd be all right. And that old thing called property tax. Now, we didn't have none of that up there. You got to pay your property tax every year. Then you don't know where it's going. Then I went and looked at me when they got my license plate stick. I looked at that. They still charged me tax on road and bridges. I ain't went across nobody bridge. I'm still paying for that. So you tell me. Tell me you want to stay here. Tell me you ain't going through something. You tell me. It might be funny, but it's the truth. Yeah, you can't get away from it. Charge you this, charge you that. Some people don't make ends meet. Some people working the rest of their life till the finger turn and still don't have nothing. Well, that got something to do with poor management. You're only making $4 an hour. Do what you can with that. You ain't going to do too much in Houston with it. Better move outside of Houston somewhere. So you do the math. So I'm telling you, we better wake up. God said that I am not here. You have never seen me before. And you say you love me. But you see your brothers and sisters every day. If we don't start helping each other as Christians, what good is us coming here every Sunday, Wednesday, and Sunday and singing, oh, I love Jesus, and can't stand the person sitting next to us? What good is that? Are you worried about somebody talking about you? Worried about what somebody going to say? Or how well you speak? I'm like Muhammad Ali. It's better to say I am rich than I am poor. So it don't matter. All that don't matter. It ain't going to matter. The time comes when you're dead, you're dead. So it ain't going to matter. What did I say? Well, I know you're speaking bad English. Well, that's me. Ain't nobody paid me for speaking good English. They ain't paid me yet. Except for the English teacher. Now you'll get paid to speak good English. But right now, I don't. He said, God will perfect you. I want to look at James 1 and 2 to 4. James chapter 1, but watch the cover so well today. Start at verse number 2.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Now, how are you going to count it all joy when you fall in various trials? That means different trials coming into your life. You're supposed to count it all joy. That's not what the writer is talking about. Ain't nobody going to count no joy while they're in their trial. You're not going to do that. What he's telling you, while you're going through your trial, please be faithful to God while you're going through your trials. And you know, when the joy come at the end, what we call results. I done made it through this trial. What? After every trial, suffering come with a blessing. Suffering come with a blessing. Go through it. Number one, God helped you through it, didn't he? That's one blessing. Number two, guess what? You all put together, you're well fit. It didn't kill you. It didn't kill you. So you made it through. And guess what? Now you're blessed to get ready for the other one. But being faithful while you're going through your trial, while you're going through your storm, be faithful to Christ. Don't stop coming to church. Don't stop speaking to people. Don't stop answering your phone. I told y'all, if I ever find that man that made them cell phone and them telephone with ID on them, I'm gonna talk to him first. Calling folks, they look at the call ID, they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to be bothered with. Now, we do them like that when they call to the church. Then they be all upset. Because we don't feel like talking to some of them. We feel the same way too. Oh, but you're an elder, you can't think like that. I'm human. And I'm trying to get to heaven just like you. Amen, somebody? So it worked both ways. Technology messes up. Stuff is being done. And we think we're losing by default. We don't try to encourage each other. If you got more than I got, I don't want to talk to you. If I got more than you got, I ain't going to say nothing. It is sad. I remember back in the hood, back in Mississippi, we had a hood. Back in the hood, if my mama killed that hog, she'll get everybody some of that hog. Call everybody in the neighborhood, get a piece of that hog. I don't know how that happened, but they had enough for everybody. Poor hog, but they had enough. They shared with everybody. You kill a hog now, you on your own. They just didn't help you no more. Where's the blessing? He said, why are you going through your trial? Don't worry. Be hopeful. God said he's going to establish you. You will be established. You will be fixed firmly. You will be steadfast. And guess what? Christians ought to be steadfast. We ought to stand where God tells us to stand. Something you got to take a stand on. You got to stand up against the devil, the wiles of the devil. You got to take a stand. Finish reading, James. What else is it? Count it all joy.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Read.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
That's good.
Who gives to all liberally.
All right.
Without reproach, and it will be given to him.
You let patience have its perfect work, but you got to stay. That word patient means, in other words, here come a storm, here come a trial, and it hits you. You got to stand. That means, patient means get up on it, and you do what? You hold. You wait on the Lord. You wait on the Lord. You do your part. If I'm holding it up by myself, Lord said, I'm going to send somebody to help you. He sent another person. He sent Conway over here to help me. Then he sent Gary to help us. Don't the Lord get a little lighter? Yes. Otherwise, he sent some more sisters and brothers. Guess what? We standing. We up on it. Just be patient. After a while, you're going to be complete. So you stand until some help comes. God going to give you some help. Don't quit on us. Don't quit on us. This is the only way you're going to get fed. Through God's word. God gave the church different gifts in Ephesians chapter 4. We got the gift to use to help one another, to edify one another. Yeah. Brother Mumble knows he cannot sing, but if Brother Jamar can sing, I'm going to do my best to sing along with him. Don't put me down for no song leader because everybody is going to be crying. Yeah. I know me. I'm not here to compete with nobody. I'm here to go and that we can help each other. Say, look what? Let's hold hands, lock arms, let's go to heaven. Amen. God will strengthen us. God will give us the strength that we need. Yes, we stay in the storm. Don't try to go around and go under. Stay in the storm. And God will settle us. God will give you a foundation. Just like that builder that built that house on a solid foundation. And once you have that foundation, church, guess what? Whatever storm comes, it cannot shake that house because it's built on a solid foundation. When your house is not on a solid foundation, you're not ready for the storm. See, we're here because we want to be prepared because guess what? A storm is coming. Amen. If you think that you haven't had a storm, you need to get down on your knees and ask the Lord tonight, what do you got against you? Because Christians is going to go through some trials and tribulation. You're going to have a storm. The question is, can you hang in that storm until God bring you out of it? And all God wants you to do is to give him the glory. Not bragging about how bad you are because you went through the storm. And that is, when you go through it, help your brothers. Help your sister. Because what you went through, they going through it now, you say, hold up. Older women telling young women, hold up, girl. That's not good. Old men telling young boy, put down your gun. Put down your knife. Come with me. God will see you through. What you so angry about? What you so angry about? Half of them don't even know. Not only have you messed up your life, you don't mess up other folks' life. Because if you take a life that you can't give, God don't like that. Not only, Brother Gary said this morning, not only you kill people with guns, you can kill them with your mouth. James says a poison, a tongue in your mouth, very poison. So it's in our heart. If you're here tonight, you have lost hope. And I want to close with one verse, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you're here tonight and you need some hope, it's in Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Whatever Jesus said, now faith, you must have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You must have faith that he said he's going to do whatever he said he's going to do. Jesus said there is heaven. He said, if I got a mansion, and everybody going to have their own room, you better believe it. You better believe it. Now, I don't know about you. I never had a room by myself when I was coming up. I'm going to tell you that now. Some of y'all have some of everything. Just been truly blessed. I'm not upset about it. Because what I went through and what you went through, I embraced what I went through. I learned to live with it because it made me better. It made me better. And then when I got up to a certain time, Gary, when I got by myself, I didn't want no room by myself. I want somebody with me. Want to get married and have some children. I don't want no empty house by myself. It don't even look good. It don't sound right to me. Some of y'all can stay in the house by yourself. I don't want a house by myself. Now, that's you. No, I need somebody there with me. Come a big family, I want some noise. What's noise? Make me, I be fussing and all that. Just when you get through and they leave, they move out, you miss them. I miss them. Then you get some grandkids. You know, then you take it out on them. They come to the house. Yeah, you take it out on them. They come to the house. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. Read.
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing.
Now, don't lose heart on what you see. Our outward man is perishing. Don't lose heart based on what you see. Read, my brother.
Yet, the inward man is being renewed day
Yet,
by day.
Renew the inward man. Every time you pick up the word of God, you cannot fight the devil if you don't have the word inside of you. You might not have time to go get the Bible. You need to put it inside of you. That's just plain and simple. Oh, wait till I get my Bible. You don't have time to get your Bible. It should be in you already. Everybody should have a good verse every now and then to run the devil off. Amen. You always have a verse every once in a while, because every time somebody got on my last New York nerve, I just close my eyes, Lord, help me, Jesus. Keep me near the cross. And I just, you know, you got to have something on you. Because if you don't, you're going to best around, they're going to do something to you. So I'm telling you now, you just got to do it. Keep reading, my brother.
Verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but a moment,
our light confliction ain't but a moment,
is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
If you've never been through anything, and if you're going through something, they say we either going through a storm, we already in the storm, or we coming out of one. But going through all of that, when you come here, you're feeling depressed. You're worrying about right now, somebody here sitting there worrying about tomorrow. How I'm going to feed my children. Somebody worrying about how I'm going to pay this bill. Somebody worrying about they don't have no clothes and shoes. We got that. Lord, 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 Lord. Glory. The road to glory. I know I'm going somewhere. They give me hope. I'm hopeful. You cannot deny the word because we gave you a scripture and verse tonight. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but God said it. And he said he cannot lie. He cannot disappoint us. Man can. Man, look you dead in your face and lie to you. And they'll disappoint you. We disappoint each other. That's why we should learn to pull together. I can depend on you. We got to be more dependable. Read, my brother. Closing.
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Because you don't see it, don't mean it's not true. Because you don't see it. Jesus said, you haven't seen me before, but you believe in him, right? That's right. Based on evidence. And the evidence is there. He came. He walked this earth. They killed him. They buried him. He rose on the third day, never to die anymore. He was seen by 500. He was seen by the apostle. He was seen by doubting Thomas. Said, you know, I don't believe until I see him. Some people don't believe nothing until they see it, Brother Young. They got to see it before they believe it. I don't believe you, show me. And then you show some of them, they still don't believe it. Read, my brother.
For the things which are seen are temporary.
The things which are seen is temporary.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
The thing that's temporary, that should give enough evidence, knowing that this is temporary, that give me enough hope for eternal glory. Amen, somebody? Because this stuff here, we know it's not going to be here. Can't understand for the life of me how in the world you get out and shoot somebody because they hit your car. I can't understand for the life of me these things that we're not going to get back. You cannot put, how in the world you going to love a dog more than you love me? Hello, somebody. I'm not picking on no dog. I'm just making a statement based on the evidence that have been seen. Dog, I never will forget. I went to TSU, and my partner had his old regular car, and I was doing my student teaching. I had to drive in this hot car with no air conditioning, but thank you, Grace. I was driving this car with no air conditioning and the window down, and I want to play like I'm cool. So every time I get to a red light, I let the window back up like I got air on that side. I was praying what side they was on. If they was on the right side, let that one up. But if they was on the left side, leave over there, let that one up like I got air. And sweat just running down, just running down. And so this person pull up with me, pull up beside me, and the dog in the car. Dog looked at me like, why are you sweating? And the dog is cool. Dog has somewhere to lay his head, and man has somewhere to lay his. We got to wake up. I know it's funny, but it's true. It's true. They have somewhere to lay their head. If you're here tonight, and we're giving you some hope, one of the hope that you may believe the Christ that you have never seen, that he died, he was buried, he rose on the third day for you. You must come by faith. Faith is an action word. It will move you. Yes, James said, faith without works is dead. Yes, you must repent of your sin. You must repent of your sin because you deny the Father, and the Father will deny you. And you make the noble confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And after that, we will baptize you for the remission of your sin. And let me tell you this. When I went down in that water, all the trials and all the tribulation, losing a mama at an early age, losing people that you love so much, not understanding the word of God. I'm trying to touch your heart. Now understand the word of God. You don't have to go through it alone. But when you got people in fifth walking to educate you and tell you about what thus said the Lord, this is where I learned. Then that's when I came, I was fit. I made myself a home because of the love that the people, I didn't know people can have love for one another like this. That's enough there to make you say, you know what? Because you come here, people think you're faking. People think it ain't real. And when I first came with Sheila and people was just kissing all on her, I'm getting all upset. Because, you know, you ain't kissing on a woman when you see another man. You ain't do that. Back home, you got to ask for permission before you hug and kiss that woman. Just don't grab that woman, kiss her like that. Because I was getting upset. Why am I getting upset? Because I guess I was programmed and say, you know, you didn't ask me to kiss this woman. She with me. So I understand those kind of kiss. Now, everybody don't have no salute each other with a holy kiss. Everybody don't have no holy kiss. No, everybody don't have that. But we do have some kind and friendly and loving people here that really sincere care about you. They care about your heart. Not only you talk that talk, but you can walk that walk. Okay? So if our minister can sit up there and preach day in, day out, whether you like it or not, watch the life that he lives. If our elders can work day in, day out, trying to get in touch with some of you, trying to help some of you, bring you back to Christ, watch the life they live. That'll tell you enough. So you don't have to look any further. If you're here, your life hasn't been what it should be. If you're here and you're giving up on hope, this is time to make it right. So if you stand in need of an invitation, do so by standing and singing a song.
Sometimes I ponder as down life's road, I wonder to see over yonder where peace and love abide and where my trials are gone forever. See, there'll be a place.